The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. The most difficult story in the Bible came up again. It does quite often in Lent, from Genesis chapter 22. I'll read a good chunk of it. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." He said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went along together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," Abraham replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by his horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it for the burnt offering instead of his son. Now, this story is a problem. God asking somebody to kill for him? Why would God ask Abraham to do something so despicable? Well, you know, maybe it's supposed to be a problem for us for a couple of reasons. First, Abraham grew up in the city of Ur, a town in Babylon, where human sacrificing was practice. And Abraham once worshipped those gods. So was the testing of God Almighty to see whether Abraham would do those actions that Abraham once was part of with those other gods? Did you know that the Canaanites, that are the people who lived in the land of Israel before Israel moved in, their practice was child sacrifice. They would burn their sons and daughters in the fire. And it was to the gods Chemosh and Moloch. Chemosh is spelled C-H-E-M-O-S-H, Chemosh. And Moloch is spelled M-O-L-E-C-H. This was despicable to God. He did not like that. He doesn't want it. And that's why he put in the fifth commandment, you shall not kill. And yet, so many of the Israelites did these things. Solomon in 1 Kings 11:7, Ahaz in 2 Chronicles 28:3, these are two kings, and now the third king, Manasseh in 2 Kings 21:6, they all built altars to Molech and allowed the sacrifice of children. In fact, Manasseh offered his own son. So, coming back to the story of Abraham, I just can't help but think God was testing Abraham to see what were his motivations and actions. Got to admit, his motivation was right. Willing to offer his son, whom he loved, the promised son, but he didn't hold back on him. That's awesome. But the action was wrong, and that's why God stopped him. No, no, Abraham, you can't do that. You know, we too kind of fail on the one or the other, our actions or our motivations. But that's why God was motivated to do the very action of sending his son. And that's also what this story is a foreshadowing. If any of you who are blind did see, you'll remember a shadow is made when the sun hits you or a building, and then behind it, the sun doesn't portray or show, and so it's cooler and darker, and you can see a shadow. Well, this story is a shadow of what God would do in the future. He would offer his son. And so when this story is read during Lent, the time leading up to Easter, it's meant to cause us to realize our motivations and actions aren't always in alignment. And it is to challenge us, what are our motivations, what are our actions, are they right or wrong? We should repent when they are wrong and strive to do right, not to get to heaven, but because we know that God made the way possible when he sacrificed his son for us. And that's why God doesn't want death. He really doesn't. That's why the fifth commandment, as I mentioned. He's had enough of death. He saw his son die. The father saw his son die. But he did it for you and for me. That's how valuable and important you and I are to God now. He values us and cherishes us. Even though you might think you're not that good of a person or not that do very good or not contribute or whatever. To God, you're special. Very special. He loves you. He loves you very much. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you were willing to sacrifice your life. Now, Lord, help us, both in our motivations and actions, to do things that are pleasing to you, not against your basic Ten Commandments, not against helping other people, but in benefit for them so that they will see you through us. Thank you that you made the way possible by your death, not by the death of another person like our child. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.